I'd sack him for that. Sack him.
Part friends out, it means I couldn't pick up what you said.
Oh.
What did you say?
Fuck off. Hey. Love and legs. Let's pick that up, you know.
Oh, I guess you're going to do.
Well, you should be so bloody rude, Gavin. What do you want to do tonight, then, babe? Eh? So? Oh, it don't matter now. Is it tape 10 you're putting anyway?
Yeah.
You'll have to change that book. All I have to do is put a line through it, through 10 and 11,
yeah.
And then on tape 10 just put Gavin and Sue at home.
Thank you. I've got a line.
Shut that dog, babe. Shut that Joe. Gosh, she's ever so cold in this house.
What do I do tonight?
I don't know.
Stay in over to Terry and Lindsay's.
I don't really know. Have a bath, wash my hair.
What are you wearing tomorrow night?
That black dress.
Was it clean?
It's gonna have to be. I think so. I think I washed it just before Christmas and I've only worn it once. Did I wear it over Christmas? Oh, I didn't wear it at Christmas time, did I? I did that.
I don't know, I need to get up to wear. It doesn't matter, it'll be clean.
I'll have a look tomorrow. At tonight. I'll get everything out tonight so you can just bring it with you.
Yeah, okay.
You tired, babe?
Yeah, okay.
Do you want to stay in tonight?
You want to bother,
babe? Oh, good finger.
Oh, stop biting your nails then.
I can't help it, I just caught it.
Yeah, I've tried to help you, haven't you?
Shut your gob.
I'll leave you back for the scene. Interview anybody with you.
No, they might send an application form back and then I'll send that back to them and then get an interview. You're just right, Doc coming in today for the bloody job. You know, because we're turning in the part time to do 17 hours.
Yeah.
And Linda, particularly, I said to somebody like a middle aged woman would be best who's got grown up children out of the way. And this guy came for it, and obviously the link can't say we don't want to take a man on because it'd be sex discrimination.
Yeah.
But it won't be social, I mean, money's really crap. And it's only, like I say, it's only 17 hours, it's 4 hours a day. So that's why it would suit somebody who's married.
Was he nice, babe?
No, it's just stupid. It'd already come in for one form. He'd already filled one form and he came up and he said, can I have an application form for that job in the window? So I gave him one and he went, oh, I've already filled one in. I thought, did he just say, can I have an application form? Oh, here's an application form. And I looked at him and he went, I'm going to fill it in now, I made a mistake on it. So we stood, do you know where the two tills are downstairs, don't you?
Yeah.
The one on the main one we used, just where the step is. He was stood resting on the Perspex thing. That is till guard, and he stood writing it on there because like there was nowhere else, and stood blocking like how I get round to the till. And I keep coming past and saying, excuse me please, saying the customer, asking him to move while I got the change out the drawer, shutting it up, turning the till off, going away, and then somebody else would come up, and he kept doing that, and he was stood in the way all the time, and I thought you definitely won't get the job when you're in a bloody suit up for it, because you keep getting under my bloody feet. And then,
how old is he?
I don't know, probably about 20 or something. And he'd filled all the front in and the back, like referees and everything. And he said, inside you've got to give the details of your employment history. And he'd not put anything in. He said, oh, I didn't put anything on there because I'm on a YT. And I said, what, you mean a YTS? And he looked and he went, yeah, YT. And I said, well, you know, what is it? Is it a job? You've got to put it down. And he went, well, no, it's not a job. I said, well, what is it then? He said, well, I'm training. I said, what, training to do what? He said, I'm training on a white tail. Jesus Christ, are you really thick or what? I still don't know what he was doing. He was working for NACRA or something. What's NACRA? I'm thinking of macro wholesalers.
Oh, really, NACRA then.
And when he went, as he went, she says, oh, I don't think you'll have much choice, much chance, do you? We've got this mad bloke come in. The mad people come in with a cigarette, and I have to go up and tell them that it's a no smoking area, and they look at me as if I'm stupid. Did I tell you about that bloke the other week who got really bloody cocky with me? Oh, God, he really got my back up. This young lad, probably about 23, 24, and he came in with a cigarette, and I said, excuse me, but I'm afraid it's a no smoking area. And he looked at me, and he said, well, have you got any, tutted, and said, well, have you got any signs up? And I must have been in a really iffy mood, and I suggest we have it on the till in the room. Well, I suggest you get them in the windows then. And I thought, I think, fuck off and get out. I thought it's so obvious, do you know what I mean? It's like going to a firework factory and sparking up a cigarette. You just wouldn't do it, would you? You wouldn't. And this bloke came in today and looked a bit like a tramp. I didn't quite catch what he said. I'm sure he said, God sent me in here to have a cigarette. Very bizarre characters. I said, I'm sorry, it's no smoking area. And he looked at me, gave me a really awful look as well. It felt like when, you know, like when somebody puts a lot of hate in their eyes.
That's very bland look you gave me.
No, I can't do it. You know, like when, if you look at someone, and they always say, your eyes are the souls, are you, like your soul, aren't they? You can always read people's eyes better than you can the facial expressions, because their eyes always tell the truth. And he looked at me like he really hated me.
What did he?
What, because I told him he couldn't smoke?
No. He just hates everybody.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, it was a bit weird. Shouldn't have always weird people.
Doof.
Oh, I hope he's not late.
Yeah, so do I.
What time is it? I don't know, something quick, because I'm going to Coronation Street, so you're going to make it.
Yeah. Oh, she got this fishing butter.
I probably put them back and had.
Oh, we did too.
Fishing breadcrumbs, I don't know if I fancy fish. I fancy something really tasty.
I think that is really tasty.
No.
Oh, I've got those chicken things on.
Chicken what?
You chose some chicken things, don't you?
Do we?
Cheese and parsley or something.
Oh, broccoli. I don't fancy broccoli because I didn't enjoy that chicken very much last night and that broccoli in it.
Well, now is it down there to mince pies?
There's only one. I'll have that.
There's only one.
Those mince pies, only one.
I've got a big one, haven't I?
I'll say, oh, I could have that. Yeah, quite fun to that actually.
There's potatoes and gravy.
Yeah, I've got much potatoes, Gav, that's what I said.
Oh, throw the chips in.
Steak pie and chips.
I'm not getting chips in. Wait.
No, but I could fry some new potatoes because I think we've got some of those left.
No problem, potatoes.
Have we? That would come in handy actually.
Put that pie in now, it'll take about 40 minutes.
Yes, you will. That is really good thinking on your
part. You put it on now and then you prepare tea. And then if you don't know that way about Coronation Street, I'll just finish it off and dish it up. Then if you're going out that way, you can take all this washing up.
Well, no, actually, because I'm not going upstairs. I'm going in the kitchen, Gap. I've got my hands full.
Yeah, but that biscuit tin was empty.
Have you eaten them all, you greedy pig? Have you? I kept kicking it the other day and I thought it feels ever so light. I thought there was quite a few left.
About four.
Oh, mind you, there wasn't a lot left.
fries are all stale. Yes. What I'd really like.
What I'd really like. What I'd really like is a corned beef sandwich.
Well,
eh? I will. And what I'd really like. You know, I have little things that bug you to death.
Yep.
Are you leaving your fucking cuss on the top and do my head in?
Kevin, I couldn't have put them anywhere, the bin's full! You know, so come on, get your act together, take the bin outside.
Well, you've put a fucking nuff in the other one, so what was wrong with that? Oh, look, it's full up, look, they won't go in. Oh, look, they're in.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Well, I can't fit any more rubbish in, Gav. So, we'll have to take it out tonight, basically.
Yeah, I'll take it out.
But we can't fit any more rubbish in. Mm-hmm. You know what'll happen if I come home and it's not been done? You get a big smack ass. I think we should have a really nice.
You were
together.
So nice to me last night. It was lovely. I felt really close to you again then.
I felt close to you as well, babe.
You've forgotten it now, but...
It's gonna be a bit loud, that guy.
I'll just turn it down, won't they? Stop worrying about the bloody microphone. Just forget it, darling.
Shut your neck, alright?
What, can I have made tea already?
No, I haven't. You haven't
made
tea.
Where is it? Oh, well, take that washing upstairs, if you're going upstairs.
No, I'm not taking
it upstairs. Don't be so fucking petty.
I'm not being petty,
guys. You are, Ben. You are. I'm going to make a stand then. I said I'll help you more than I do, and I will. But when it comes to something that is either mine or yours, our friends here, then... I won't do it. As simple as that. Come right. In, because we're still on tape, so carry on speaking.
Oh, right.
Even up to the last.
How many tapes have you used?
Well, I thought I'd used 11.
Yeah.
But I've only in fact used 10 because someone took the microphone in and put it back in the wrong place.
Right.
So I actually used 10.
Right. And so how many pages of the booklet have you filled in?
Every one of them.
So 10 as well. Right. Now, thinking of the experience of recording your conversations, using the personal stereo and filling in the booklet, how did you find this in general?
Doing the tapes was okay. You occasionally forget it's there, which makes your conversation more natural, but you also forget to change the tape over every 45 minutes. If you did, you'd use your damn site more than 20 tapes a week. So.
Yeah.
Filling the booklet's in a bit of a pain. So if you're trying to be natural.
Hang on a minute, this is word for word. Problems.
No, but filling it, I'm saying by being a pain, I mean just trying to remember to fill it in order of people speaking as they go along.
Yeah. But generally speaking, you know, did you have any problems?
No, not really.
Of the conversations you had during the week, about how many of them would you say you recorded?
Most of them.
Could you turn to Card B, the next one? Thinking about the conversations you did not record, which of these was the main reason why they weren't recorded? Should you please just read out the numbers from the card?
Can you read more than one?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. One. Four. Seven.
And were there any other reasons? Not a bit of loss on the card.
Any part from the microphones in the wrong.
Right. Now, did anyone who you spoke to, did anyone you spoke to during the time you were recording object to being recorded?
No.
Now, there are a number of things that might affect the way in which we speak and how we use language in everyday conversation, such as where we live, where we're in school, what hobbies and interests we have, and so on. So I'd like to ask you, I'll move on and ask you a few questions about places you've lived in the past. Firstly, in which town were you born?
Southport.
Is that Lancashire?
Merseyside, that's your
name. Merseyside. And in which town were you living when you were at primary school?
A place called Tarleton. That's a very big village.
How do you spell that?
T-A-R-L-E. T-O-N.
And what county is that?
That's Lancashire.
And in which town were you living when you were at secondary school?
The same.
How long have you been living at this address?
About 3 months.
Actually, Birmingham. Or
no, this address.
Three months.
Have you ever lived in any other places for 3 years or more since leaving school? I mean, in a different town, not just a different address.
Only my parents.
And where was that?
Southport.
Oh, since leaving school, was that?
Yeah, well, we moved after leaving.
Oh, after leaving that place. Now, I'd like to move on about to what talk about what you do in your leisure time. Do you ever watch television?
Yeah.
Can you look at... Oh, firstly, on average, how many hours a day do you watch television nowadays? About one or about two, about three, etc. On card C, which of these channels do you watch most often nowadays? Do you ever listen to the radio?
In my car when at work.
Which radio station do you usually listen to?
Radio 1.
Could you look at card D, please? Which of these daily papers do you usually read? I mean, at least 4 issues a week.
Every one.
Well, at least 4 times a week.
Every one. Not the Financial Times.
So, local one?
Yeah.
Daily Express, Daily Mail, Mirror, Daily Records? Yeah. You look at the Daily Record, there's a Scottish one, isn't
it? Yeah, we get
a
Daily.
Oh, right. Daily Star,
yeah.
Telegraph, yeah. Not Financial Times. Guardian, Independent, yeah. The Sun, The Times, Today.
Yeah, right. I suppose.
Oh yeah, it's not on there, is it?
It's just the bottom.
Is it? No, it's not. Is it?
Yeah.
It's not on my list. It's not on the. On here. That's why I read them out, really, in case they were singing something wrong. On card E, which of these Sunday papers or colour magazines do you usually read? I mean, at least 3 out of every 4 issues.
Sunday News of the World, Sunday Express.
Sunday Mercury, Sunday Mirror, Sunday People, Sunday Sports, Sunday Telegraph.
And do you look at the You magazine with me on Sunday?
Sorry, the magazine.
And the Sunday.
You magazine, News of the World magazine, Sunday Express magazine, Sunday Mirror. Mirror. I mean,
the others don't have one. On card F, which of these magazines or types of magazines do you usually read? You just say the numbers. Is
five. H. You say usually or?
This is usually read. It doesn't give a definition against
you.
Yeah,
nine. That's probably it. Probably others occasionally, but to name them would be...
You couldn't
really.
Right. Could you look at card G? Do you read or use books at all nowadays for any of the following reasons? So to help you work or study, general reference and interest or relaxation.
Yeah.
Now, thinking just about the last few weeks, about how many hours a week on average have you spent reading books for pleasure?
Oh, not very long.
Thinking about the last few weeks, about how many hours a week on average?
Only about one hour a week,
right. Thinking about the books that you've read for pleasure over the last 12 months, would you say they've been all or mostly fiction, all or mostly non-fiction, or about equal quantities of each? Books you read for pleasure, about equal quantities.
Yeah.
Think about your spare or time or leisure time in general. What regular hobbies or interests do you have?
Music.
How do you mean, listen to or play it or...?
Listening and going to see occasionally.
Right.
The pub.
Right.
Sport when I can, but my work interferes.
Again, do you mean playing it, going to see it, watching on the telly or...?
Playing it and watching on the telly.
Anything else?
The cinema. The theatre. That's pretty wise.
Right. If we were to carry out a similar survey in the future, recording conversations, would you be willing to take part?
Yeah.
Right, thanks.
Tapes and everything, too.
Yeah. So, I'll turn this off now, then.